For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with Claire Stewart, founder and artistic director of the Red Hot Dancing Queens. Claire, you've had a long, strange trip leading you to Cincinnati. Welcome.
Thank you.
Take us back. How did you end up in New Orleans after being born and raised in Australia?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's to do with love, and I married an American, and his employment took us to New Orleans, where we also had our first and only child, and we created a life there and embraced the culture and love it. And we miss it, but we go back every year where we can.
And you brought a little bit of it with you.
And I brought a little bit of it with me, yes, because I missed it so much.
The Red Hot Dancing Queens, based on the cruise in New Orleans, mm-hmm. you came to Cincinnati around 2015. Tell us about, you know, how did you get from driving into town to starting a crew?
We moved here in 2015, and a couple of weeks after moving here, I heard about Finlay Market Parade. It's the biggest parade. They said, it's not like New Orleans, but you should go check it out. I was like, totally. We just left Mardi Gras, and I'm also in a dance crew in New Orleans. And anyway, I was walking to Finlay Market Parade lineup just to check out the parade. I knew where it was when we came house hunting. And then I was like, wow, look at all these people. And then I befriended two lovely ladies, and they invited me to be on the Rosie Red float. So there's actual footage of me on the Rosie Red float 3 weeks after moving from New Orleans. And when I was riding the float, I was just like, wow, this town really loves parades. But I just think it needs to be kicked up a notch. And I didn't see any adult dance crews or groups performing dance routines in parade format. And so I was like, I'm going to start the first adult parade group in Cincinnati. And so I did. And it's been a journey and magical, wonderful things. And, you know, like, how did I come up with a name? People ask me that. Well, I know that Cincinnati loves the Reds and I love dancing, and it's also the Queen City. And so I came up with the name Red Hot Dancing Queens. New Orleans parades and showcases creativity, uniqueness, originality. So Red Hot Dancing Queens has always been unique, original, and creative. And we have core pieces in our uniform that you see everyone wear: the red crown, the red t-shirt with our logo, sneakers for safety, double lacet, our red lipstick. And then we have two uniforms. You channel the rainbow however you want with your budget, your body type, or red, white, and blue, obviously for the 4th of July. But it goes well with our red crown, red lipstick, and red shirt.
What doesn't?
Exactly.
So the dancers actually create their own costuming with your guidelines?
So I created guidelines mm-hmm. because there has to be some uniformity to be seen as a team. But if you base it on all of New Orleans costumes, originality is key and being unique is key. Now, there are more than 50 dance crews now in New Orleans, and I actually belong to two in New Orleans, and I just got back from Mardi Gras. So I'm constantly inspired and looking at costumes. But for Red Hot Dancing Queens, my vision and the continuation of the group and the growth has always been all means all, diversity and inclusion. And that means ideas are taken. You know, if we can do it, we will. If we can't, we can't, because we all volunteer our time. But with the uniform, it's also everyone has different financial commitments, different budgets, different body shapes. So, you know, I wanted people to be able to express who they are, what they are, and love being part of the team. So it's a fine balance. And inclusion and equity are very, very important. And I could see that Cincinnati welcomed the arts. When we drove in here, I was like, look at all these murals. Look at this music hall. Wow, they really get the arts. But I suppose the proudest thing is that I started something that was not here. And the way the city region has embraced it is just phenomenal. And, you know, people don't understand this. We run like a sporting club. So we are a registered 501c7, not a C3, and that's a sport and recreation club. So think like a basketball team. Like, you show up in your uniform, you learn the rules, you play the game. Well, we show up in our uniform, our key pieces and rainbow, and then we get out there and parade and dance.
But it is an actual performance. So talk a little bit mm-hmm. about selecting the music, doing the choreography, mm-hmm. the rehearsal process.
Yeah. Well, a lot of time and energy goes into that, and volunteers. And our mission is to be part of the overall community as well as our own. And so we get choreography from members and we get choreography externally. And that ensures diversity, different styles of dancing, different music. I am the Red Hot Dancing Queens captain, founder, and president of the board. And I do have the final say of what goes out. But I'm a true believer in ideas are welcome. What have you got? We are 100% family friendly. One of the biggest myths people have is that Mardi Gras is in the French Quarter. Take your top off, get some beats. that is purely the French Quarter with tourists. That's what they think Mardi Gras is. Mardi Gras is 100% family friendly with 7 miles out of 7.5 miles of parade route filled with family. So that's one of the core pieces. Like, our music can't have explicit lyrics. People want to sing and clap and dance along. So there are core criteria, but we come to perform for the crowds and being a family friendly group. And it's really interesting, actually. I've started to see a trend of songs, like certain people listening to songs, like all these 20-year-olds know all these 90s songs that I grew up with. So that's kind of fun too.
My guest is Claire Stewart with the Red Hot Dancing Queens. Claire, you participate in other events besides the Findlay Market Parade. You even travel. Didn't you just get back recently from St. Louis?
Yes, we did. So the Red Hot Dancing Queens look for different parades and opportunities, but we also get asked. We have performed in New Orleans Mardi Gras a few years ago, and that was 3+ hours of nonstop dancing over 7.5 miles. That's one thing. But the St. Louis Parade, so it's called Soulard Mardi Gras, and we had discussions and they invited us, which was so lovely. There was probably 300,000 people lined up. There's a party down the street. The crowd was electric. It was constant, just wow. And it was the most amazing experience. And I have to say, I'd heard about St. Louis Mardi Gras, Soulard Mardi Gras, but until I experienced it, I was like, wow, there's just so many people that love it. And it's said to be the second biggest Mardi Gras parade in America. So it was such an honor for all the Red Hot Dancing Queens to be in it. And we enjoyed St. Louis. What a great city.
And you also perform in Northside?
Yeah, we do Northside 4th of July parade. We've done the Thriller Parade in Lexington. That's one of the top 10 parades and celebrations for Halloween. Last year, we went to Columbus Pride. We won Best Performance there.
If someone wanted to become a Red Hot Dancing Queen, is there an audition?
So we have opening times that we let people come in and see what we're about. I think some people go, oh, that's a Zumba class. Well, that seems fun. I can do it. But it's actually a challenge to dance forward. So what we ask is people who are interested in becoming a member to email redhotdancingqueens@gmail.com. And then we send them a form to fill in. And then when we have opening times, we send them out an email and say, hey, this is when we've got some opening space. Come to this open rehearsal, see what we're all about. We do look for people that have basic rhythm, that catch on and that smile and want to have fun, because that's our mission, is to dance, smile and have fun. But we don't look for the best dancers. We're not about being a dance team A in high school. In fact, uniformed, we make sure it doesn't look like we're a marching or dance team in high school because diversity is all. And I'm so proud we have people that are 18 to retire. We have people in various professions from different countries. There's a couple of us from Australia, China, Costa Rica, South Africa, and that is the diverse community in Cincinnati.
I saw a really precious clip on your Facebook page of a police officer who had been assigned to patrol the parade you were marching in, just being overcome by the spirit and joining in and dancing with you. Does that happen too?
It happens a lot. It just makes it that extra bit special. And we've also brought into Cincinnati the dance party. So if we parade and we stop, or we can see that a parade's slowing down, then we kind of break out and say, hey, dance with us. And I'm trying to remember the first time I called that at a parade. It was probably Covington Mardi Gras about 3 years ago. And I was like, let's just have a dance party. That's what we do in New Orleans. And yeah, and then we did that in New Orleans, and now we do it everywhere. But there are some parades now that roll really fast. And so we just have to keep dancing and smiling. We love high-fiving when the kids are out. That's so fun.
It took a citizen of Australia to combine her love of New Orleans parading with the heart and soul of Cincinnati. The award-winning Red Hot Dancing Queen's mission is to dance and celebrate diversity every way, every day. The Red Hot Dancing Queens pride themselves on creativity, uniqueness, community, and being family, friendly, and fun. My guest has been the founder and director and dancing queen herself, Claire Stewart. Claire, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Elaine, for having me.
For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.